Welcome to the Daily Motivation Podcast. As Zig Ziglar reminds us, motivation doesn't last, but neither does bathing. That's why we recommend it daily. And that's why this podcast is here for you daily. In these episodes, you'll hear tips on staying pumped up to lose weight, start a business, or reach any and all professional goals that you have in mind. Follow and tune in to stay positive, inspired, and motivated to shine one day at a time. So today's quote comes from Tony Robbins, and he says, "People are not lazy. They simply have impotent goals, that is, goals that do not inspire them." So if you listened to yesterday's episode, we talked about how goal setting in and of itself creates the entire experience of happiness in a nutshell. It gives us purpose and meaning and reason to aspire to do better and greater things. It gives us a reason to be creative and to try to find, you know, ways around challenges and to be inspired to solve problems. And then at the very end, once we've accomplished the goal, once we've optimized and we've grown and we've gone through challenges and we've failed however many times, when we finally reach the end, we feel that sense of pride. And pride is a powerful and intoxicating emotion. So what does Tony Robbins mean when he says people are not lazy? They simply have impotent goals. So if a person is what you would consider to be lazy and they are not doing much of anything, then ultimately, if they were to experience everything we just described with having a goal that actually gets them super excited and super inspired enough to where they start to take action and they start to move toward that goal, then ultimately they would not be a person most likely in your eyes that looks all that lazy. So very often, it's just the fact that people are, you know, who look as if they are not quite altogether fully impassionate and passionate and living life to the fullest. It may very well be just that they do not have goals in their life that are currently inspiring them. If their goals are very simple, if their goals are very easy to accomplish, remember, we've talked about this in the past, your brain actually gets way more excited when a goal is really big and really difficult to achieve, basically, because it is something that is exciting. It's usually something that's a really big change, and it inspires your mind to actually get chemicals just flowing through as it's anticipating that big, exciting goal. So as we've talked about in the past, it's not that you have to be the person with the best job or the best house or the best car or anything. It doesn't have to be any goal that anybody else gets excited about or thinks is the ultimate pinnacle of success, but just make sure that you have enough goals in your day, no matter how simple, whether it's just as simple as cleaning out the pantry one day and then cleaning out the cabinets and then, you know, reorganizing something and then maybe redecorating a room, maybe again, setting up a garden or losing a couple pounds and getting yourself in shape where you feel better and you have more energy. Whatever your goals are, just constantly make sure that you have them and that you are moving towards them, and they're big enough to be inspiring. Because if you set goals that you just are like, eh, whatever, I don't care. So for me, I'd be super excited to have the pantry cleaned out because I'm in there constantly and I get frustrated when I can't find anything. But if that wasn't something that excited you, that's not your goal. That would make you look lazy if you were saying to yourself, oh, okay, my goal is cleaning out the pantry, and you couldn't care less about whether your pantry was actually clean. So you just never actually got to it. So now you look like a lazy person. You say your goal is cleaning the pantry, but you're never inspired enough to actually do it. It's not that you're lazy. It's just that that wasn't the correct goal for you. That wasn't a goal that set you in motion. That wasn't a goal that inspired you and encouraged you and got you like just jumping to go do it. So whatever it is that's exciting and inspiring for you, make sure you have those goals in your life and encourage others around you to do so as well. I promise it will bring more joy and more happiness to your days if you are constantly going after goals that inspire you and are exciting, and then you will be able to give yourself that big old POB pat on the back and have a much more rich experience and more happiness in your day. Thank you so much for listening.
If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to sign up for daily motivation mail and have these episodes sent straight to your inbox. Also, head to the website motivationdepot.net to check out all of the other products, tools, and resources we have to help you stay motivated to shine one day at a time.